options investing Q&A with Invested IQ. Let's jump into our question. The question is, what is intrinsic value? Now, this is a great question for all of you option traders out there that are really trying to understand your options and the different types of investments that you're going to be diving into in the market. Now, the first thing we need to know about intrinsic value is options can either have intrinsic or extrinsic value. Now, there's a simple way to find out exactly what the intrinsic value is, and there's a simple way for us to understand what to do with that intrinsic value. The simple answer to intrinsic value is it is real value. So, oftentimes in options investing, as you come to understand and know the option Greeks, which help us to make up the option value, some of those values are real values. Specifically, we're talking about things like delta, where if we have a specific number or a specific delta, that will make up a specific value of an option. So what that means is when an option comes closer to expiration, if that option has real value, that part of the option value is comprised of, that amount and that value we will keep. That is intrinsic value. So here's a quick, simple example. We could, let's say, have an option that has $1 of intrinsic value. But let's say the overall value of the option is $2. Well, if the stock price does not move at all into expiration, and let's say that it's a monthly option, meaning it is the expiration date or the third Friday of the month, and let's say that as the third Friday of the month comes near, the stock price has not moved at all. Well, if that is the case, we should still maintain and have $1 of intrinsic value, which means we will have lost only $1. So again, if the stock or the option price was $2 and the stock price did not move, and one of those $2 was 100% intrinsic value at expiration, we should only lose $1. And that $1 that we would have lost is the extrinsic value, but the intrinsic value will remain because, again, the intrinsic value is actual real value. So here's the simple way to calculate that. If you have an option, you would simply take the stock price, you would subtract from that the strike price, and if it is an at or in the money option, the difference of those two values, we would simply subtract from the option price. Okay, and whatever is left over, whatever we have there, should be our intrinsic value. So a simple example, let's say the stock price is $20 and we have a stock or a strike price of 19. The difference of the two of those is $1. And let's say that we have an option price of $2. After we subtract the two, it leaves us with $1, which means we have $1 of intrinsic value. Now, this is a very, very important concept for you to understand as an option trader, because you need to always know two things. You need to know where you're starting with your option position, and you need to know what is the worst case scenario with your option. And from that date, as long as nothing changes and everything remains constant, we can have a very, very good idea as to where that option might be at expiration. Okay, keeping in mind that options can fluctuate quite a bit in a day, so it's not very often that those values will stay or remain the same, but it is very important for us to remember exactly what our option is comprised of. Now, because that value can change on a day-to-day basis, we need to be very, extremely vigilant on what our option is doing from day to day. And if we can simply break down whatever that value is into intrinsic and extrinsic value, we should have a very, very good idea as to the performance of the option, if we stay in the position, if we adjust the position, or if something in the position has gone horribly, horribly wrong. Again, we can trade options by simply just looking at the value. What is the value of an option comprised of using the option Greeks? And those can be divided up into two parts, intrinsic and extrinsic value.